The Asher High class of 1971 had 17 students, and for all of them, graduation was a significant event, a milestone cherished with their proud families. Very few of their parents had the opportunity to attend college. Some had not finished high school. But to Ron and Bruce, the ceremony meant little. They were still basking in the glory of state titles and, much more important, dreaming of the Major League Draft. Their lives would not end in rural Oklahoma. A month later, both were named All-State, and Ron was runner-up for Oklahoma Player of the Year. In the annual state All-Star game, they played before a packed house, which included scouts from every Major League team and many colleges. After the game, two scouts, one for the Phillies and one for the Oakland A's, pulled the two aside and made them off-the-record offers. If they would agree to a bonus of $18,000 each, the Phillies would draft Bruce and the A's would take Ron. Ron thought the offer was too low and declined. Bruce was beginning to worry about his knees, and he too thought the money was low. He tried to squeeze the scout by saying he was planning to play for 2 years at Seminole Junior College. More money might persuade him, but the offer stood. A month later, Ron was selected by the Oakland Athletics in the second round of the free agent draft, the 41st player chosen out of 800, and the first picked from Oklahoma. The Phillies did not draft Bruce, but did offer him a contract. Again he declined and headed to junior college. Their dream of playing together professionally began to fade. Oakland's first official offer was insulting. The Williamsons had no agent or lawyer, but they knew the A's were trying to sign Ron on the cheap. He traveled alone to Oakland and met with team executives. Their discussions were not productive, and Ron returned to Ada without a contract. They soon called him back, and on his second visit he met with Dick Williams, the manager, and several of the players. The A's second baseman was Dick Green, a friendly sort who showed Ron around the clubhouse and field. They bumped into Reggie Jackson, the unabashed superstar, Mr. Oakland himself, and when Reggie learned that Ron was the team's second-round pick, he asked what position he played. Dick Green needled Reggie a bit by replying, "Ron's a right fielder." Reggie, of course, owned right field.
"Man, you're going to die in the minors," he said as he walked away, and with that the conversation was over.
Oakland was reluctant to pay a large bonus because they projected Ron as a catcher, but had yet to see him catch. Negotiations dragged on with little money being offered. There were discussions at the dinner table about going to college. Ron had verbally committed to accept a scholarship from the University of Oklahoma, and his parents pushed him to consider that option. It was his one chance for a college education, something that could never be taken away. Ron understood that, but he argued that he could always do college later. When Oakland suddenly offered him $50,000 as a signing bonus, Ron just as suddenly grabbed the money and forgot about college. It was big news in Asher and Ada. Ron was the highest draft pick ever from the area, and for a brief period the attention had a humbling effect on him. His dream was coming true. He was now a professional baseball player. The sacrifices by his family were paying off. He felt led by the Holy Spirit to get things right with God. He went back to church, and in a Sunday night service walked to the altar and prayed with the preacher. Then he addressed the congregation and thanked his brothers and sisters in Christ for their love and support. God had blessed him. He indeed felt lucky. As he fought back tears, he promised to use his money and talents solely for the glory of the Lord. He bought himself a new Cutlass Supreme and some clothes. He bought his parents a new color television. Then he lost the rest of the money in a poker game.